up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation Podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea. And tonight, we have a Wednesday Night War review. This week's Wednesday Night War, NXT had a special event, Halloween Havoc, taken from the WCW archives. So shout out to NXT. Can't wait to see what you're doing. And AEW is building for their next pay-per-view, Full Gear. So I really like what Gargano and Damian Priest did in their match. They had a nice hardcore match. It was a Devil's Playground match. Spin the wheel, make the deal. They landed on the Devil's Playground, which basically was a false count anywhere hardcore match throughout the arena. These guys hit each other all over the ring. They hit each other outside of the ring, through the set that they had. They went on top of the stage. We had a guy come out with a scream mask and hit Damian Priest. Johnny Gargano puts him through the stage to get the win. Johnny Gargano's the new North American heavyweight champion. Hangman Adam Page and Wardlow, two of the up-and-comers in the wrestling business. Shout out to Hangman Page. He does some phenomenal things in the ring, off the top rope, outside of the ring action. He can do it all in the ring. I can't wait to see what the future holds for this kid. Wardlow, one of the up-and-coming big men in the business, still needs a little bit of work, but he's really good in the ring. Hangman Page gets the win here. I'm going to give this segment to NXT. Next on Halloween Havoc, we had a return in Pat McAfee. Shout out to Pat McAfee because he's repping for Indianapolis with Birch and Lorcan, calling out the Undisputed Era. On AEW, we get Eddie Kingston versus Matt Sydal.
Goes to the right behind, looking for the crucifix. Rolls him up again, one, two. Oh, Eddie just barely escaped from that. Swing and a miss by Kingston, but oh, the kitchen sink turns Matt Sydal inside out.
We need to see that sense of urgency by Eddie, and that's a good start right there.
That spinning back fist, that Orokin. Kingston, that's how he put the lights out of John Moxley. And he just decked Matt Sydal with that one. And now, using Moxley's own bulldog choke.
That's right, that's what Moxley used to beat Eddie Kingston. Knock him out, choke him out. Matt is tapping, and Eddie's not letting go.
Look at Sydal's chest. His body's already starting to bruise.
And Sydal's losing consciousness right now. Kingston is trying to put him out.
It's not funny to
me. No, it is not yet.
Ah, say I quit, Moxley.
No! Man.
That's not John Moxley.
What he's doing, he's sending a message.
He's sending a message, and he's got a lot of backup
Mox
with him.
I'm sorry. We're the new kings of this brand. In that cauliflower, Kyle O'Reilly.
That is a very complex and unique man.
Well, complex, the right the word, JR. And there he's got members of his family, Butcher Blade, Buddy, all with him.
Next up on AEW, we have Excalibur with the Young Bucks. And on a split screen in another location, we have FTR with Tully Blanchard. On NXT, we had a non-title match between Santos Escobar and Jake Atlas.
Brilliant strategy there from Lycoma.
Show myself out. We'll see you November 7th to 14th. How's that?
Nicholas is going to say something. Wanted to dive a little
what's
bit.
What's up? Atlas is mine. Bro, Atlas is wiping out Wild and Mendoza.
And that's why at Full Gear, we're putting it all in.
Escobar back into the ring.
If we don't successfully win the AEW tag team titles, we will never, ever challenge for the titles ever again.
Wow.
I believe that was Raul Mendoza.
Really?
With the Lucha match.
But back into the ring.
So this NXT Cruiserweight dream match, champion, this world title match.
Suddenly, Mr. Friedman.
Atlas with Legato.
As you cover, are well aware, I've worked with Mr. Jericho
Escobar
for many years.
Picks up the win.
And I think
the NXT Cruiserweight champion is Santos Escobar.
A prima donna.
Well, that was a valiant effort.
Whoa. A prima donna? You know, I've never
Mr. Jericho,
liked
Mr. Jericho, Mr. Jericho, Mr. Bischoff has the floor.
He called me a prima.
I guess they say you fight fire with fire. They're going to fight comedy with comedy. On AEW, we had the debate between Chris Jericho, the Inner Circle, and MJF, featuring Eric Bischoff. And in NXT, we had this crazy haunted house situation with Cameron Grimes getting chased around by Dexter Lumis. Lots of fun and games, lots of gimmicks going on both sides here. I'm going to give the win here to AEW on this segment just because they had old school Eric Bischoff back.
Let me finish my question, please. What is the guarantee that if you do join the Inner Circle, you two don't just end up killing each other?
At Full Gear on November 7th, it's going to be MJF versus Chris Jericho one-on-one.
What?
Wow. Okay. Chris, this is the biggest opportunity in my life, and I am not taking it for granted. So I'm going to let you know something man to man. I will do whatever it takes to win. I will do anything to win.
I expect nothing less.
No, 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 Chris. You don't understand. Anything.
Yeah. Shut up! All you do is run your mouth! There's no conversation needed. Sammy and I don't want you in the Inner Circle. Santana might be somewhere in the middle, and Jake is too busy getting ready for a fight. But don't you believe for one second, because Chris is entertaining you, that you have a shot to get in with us.
And a zombie just next landed week, on Cameron Grimes.
Zombies illegal in this matchup.
Grimes turned around and got dropped.
And you best believe, Max, you're not making it to the pay-per-view.
Next up on Halloween Havoc, we had Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Gonzalez. And on AEW, we had a TNT Championship rematch between champion Cody Rhodes and challenger Orange Cassidy in a lumberjack match.
Cody turned inside out with that clothesline.
That was a dandy clothesline, no doubt. That extra 12-14 pound muscle that Cody has put on, you can tell it really is effective in those times.
Stun Dog Millionaire by Cassidy. Cody is staggered. Orange Cassidy heads to the top. Diving DDT planted for the crown of his head. Cody let this man hang around. He don't let your challengers hang around too long.
Away from counting three.
Old Orange and the left is a second away from walking out here as a champion.
Yeah, look at all the sideline, Arn Anderson hand. Oh, my God.
Dark Oh, Charles Sunday
hell.
Stone Pump kick.
An idiot so.
Oh, Arn Anderson's too much in the top.
And here we go. China.
Cody said something on the outside. I think he saw the pump kick.
Heels, there will be constant contest makeup sessions and more. AllEliteHeels.com. What about the strength of her?
She's so strong. I'm telling you guys.
She's a powerhouse.
Yeah, she's a different person to prepare for.
Heading up to the top rope. Moonsault press. The pool is empty, though.
Yeah, the pool is empty because she just took a little bit too long to get there. And Serena's the bet.
Serena's not going to waste any time here. Look at this swinging neck break.
And she hangs on, and now, man! Just punching the neck of Layla Hirsch. Now Serena Deeb, the arm captured, the legs hooked. Wow! Oh, Serena Deeb cracks back, and Layla Hirsch taps out.
The winner of this match, and still NWA World Women's Champion, Serena Deeb.
Great battle, guys.
I'll tell you what, the NWA's got one hell of a champion here.
Same message.
And of course, we believe. Oh, Sean Spears scoops up VSK. He's got him in the fireman's carry. Oh, the C4!
Good grief.
I've heard it all.
The Death Valley driver from Sean Spears.
I was never. Spears moving deliberately.
He knows it.
The arm on the face. Wow.
Some trick-or-treat Halloween candy.
ladders and stairs.
What a party.
Spear's not done yet.
Come on.
And Tully for that steel slug.
Boy, is Spear's going to be surprised to see this.
Look at this. Look at his eyes.
Scorpio Sky's got Spear's up. TKO.
The main event of AEW Dynamite was Kenny Omega versus Penta in a qualifying match for the number one contender spot. On Halloween Havoc, we had a women's championship match between Io Shirai and Candice LeRae, and they had the stipulation, spin the wheel, make the deal. They get tables, ladders, and stairs.
Right arm, instead of instinct, now going back to the left side now.
Omega just using
Omega's not an actual left-handed guy.
No, he's an orthodox fighter, but oh, Penta with a front kick to the jaw.
It's an orthodox splitter.
He's out on his feet. He's dangling.
Off the
Boy, he went right into the knee.
Wow. Penta was in midair. It was a strike called by Kenny.
There's a danger. He planted him dead center up the ring.
Finally reached his destination. The one step closer to home.
Advancing in the tournament, Kenny Omega.
And who is waiting for him at the end of that destination, guys? It is Hangman.
The winner of this week's Wednesday Night War is NXT Halloween Havoc. How could it not be? It inspired me to wear my NWO shirt because it's a throwback to the WCW days. Shout out to NXT and Halloween Havoc. I love the women's match. Raquel Gonzalez, Rhea Ripley, best match of the night. Hard-hitting action. I love what these women do. I can't wait to see where their feud goes next. NXT, please don't mess this up. You got two pieces of coal. You can mold them into two diamonds. I love the Tommaso Ciampa interview. I love his demeanor. I love where his character's going. He needs to get out of this feud with Velveteen Dream. We've got to get him back in this NXT title picture some way, somehow. Let's see what happens between Gargano and Damian Priest. I know Priest is coming back for his North American Championship. Kind of surprised that they took it off of him so soon, but we'll see what happens. I like the match. AEW, shout out to AEW. I see what they were trying to do to combat with the WCW Halloween Havoc. They had Eric Bischoff on the other channel, so shout out to Eazy-E, Eric Bischoff. Always good to see him on TV. Now, with that being said, AEW, I didn't really feel the Lumberjack match. Just too much going on. I really wasn't feeling it. It seemed like it was just meant to put the Dark Order over, and I'm not really feeling that gimmick. They're the second worst group behind Retribution in professional wrestling right now, so I wasn't really feeling that at all. The AEW women's division sucks. I'm just going to say it plain and simple. They need to get that together bad. Hangman Page, Kenny Omega. Hangman Page, Kenny Omega. I can't wait to see that match. These are two of the best wrestlers in the world. They're going to have good chemistry. They were tag team partners for a year. The build has been there. Shout out to them. I can't wait to see that match. FTR versus the Young Bucks. The Young Bucks look like they're ready to go. FTR's tired of hearing their crap. These two teams have been talking trash for years on social media when they were with different companies. Now we're finally going to get this dream match. Can't wait to see what happens. You know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support the Nation of Podcation. Everywhere you get your favorite podcast, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodpatient. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podpatient. I am out. Peace.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor. Wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Ace.